Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. You know, I've been having some technical difficulties this morning, but we are on the air now live. Whew. Reality, spirituality. That's right. That's what I'm teaching. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what happens in your life. It doesn't matter what happens to you, what happens people, circumstances. It is about an inner connection that does not leave you. It is your foundation. It is your foundation for peace, your foundation for staying centered, your foundation for staying calm, your foundation for living in the moment. And all of those things equal one way to live. Shoulders down, relaxed, happy, and content, and inner contentment. Reality spirituality, what the hell is that? Well, reality spirituality is a term that I use to link your everyday circumstances, including having technical difficulties, trying to log in on the internet, trying to log in the studio, and nothing seems to work. But the bottom line is this. I'm either going to have a show today or I'm not going to have a show today. That's it. And the other important factor is, how am I going to react? How am I going to respond to not having a show, even if I had my heart set on having a show? We're all energy. We are, energy is pouring through us, and we are a big ball of energy. And our energy vibrates, and we vibrate at a certain level. So basically, this show is about achieving the highest vibration you can, maintaining the highest vibration. And when you do, you are going to skip through this life. You're going to smile through this life. I would like to invite you to call in with your questions, comments, 646-564-9619, 646-564-9619, and let me tell you about the topic of today's show. The topic, there's so many topics, but today's show is basically about a puzzle. This is a concept that I just came up with a couple of days ago. And this puzzle has maybe, I don't want to even give it a limit, but let's say 8, 10, 15 concepts that when you put their individual concepts, so their individual parts of the puzzle, and when you put this entire puzzle together and you have all of the concepts together, you are creating and you will live in heaven on this earth. And let me say this. Reality spirituality isn't about a religion. Reality spirituality is about your individual connection, your individual relationship that you have with your God, with your higher power, with your source energy. And let me say this. This show is also embracing the atheist, because you do not have to believe in a God to believe in science. And when I say science, I'm talking about the science of your existence. A scientist will tell you, you know that you are energy. You don't have to believe in God to come up with that one and to believe that one, because we are made up of energy and we all vibrate, and you do not have to believe in God. But basically what I'm trying to say is it's about a vibration that you, my dear listener, it's about a vibration that you are comfortable with. Well, no, it's not about you being comfortable. It's about you elevating your vibration. It's about an elevation. Let me come up with this. Let me throw this at you. And I've used this one before. If you just won the lottery, $500 million. You have that winning lottery ticket. Do you think there would be anything that could piss you off? Do you think anything would bother you? I'm talking about when you're in that moment. You just received the winning ticket. You are a multi-millionaire. Do you think anything would be able to piss you off when you're in that zone, or when you're in that newness of just winning all? I'm not talking about a week from now. I'm talking about when you first find out. It's like one of the happiest days of your life. Do you think that you would let anything bother you or anything irritated you if you had $500 million friggin' dollars? And notice I said that moment, because sometimes what happens is we can be happy one moment, and then somebody can cut us off in traffic, or somebody can be rude to us, or somebody can, or a circumstance, or maybe your car is totaled, somebody hits your car, and then you can snap out of your euphoria, if you will, and run right down to that other level, to that other vibration, the lower vibration, where you're going to feel miserable again. So I'm talking about this vibration of feeling euphoric. And I'm talking about holding on to this vibration. I'm talking about living this way permanently. And so back to the pieces of the puzzle. There are elements, and there are strategies, and there are ways to behave and ways to think, that when you put all of these pieces of the puzzle together, you will be in heaven. Now, I'm even going to say this. You can pick and choose whichever element or whichever strategy or whichever way you want to live, and I'm going to give you examples of what these elements are and what these strategies are in a minute. And you can pick just one. You don't have to do, let's say we have 10, you don't have to master all 10. But be committed to mastering one. And let me even switch that up. You don't even have to master it, but be committed to at least being mindful of this new strategy and use it more than not. See, I'm trying to make this as easy and as simple as possible for you, my dear listener, to have a happier life. Now, what are some of the strategies? What are some of the elements? What are some of the pieces to this puzzle? Okay, we've talked about all of them from time to time. But one of the pieces to the puzzle is, you ready for this one? Anger. Getting angry. Being pissed off. Just your blood is boiling. One of the elements, one of the pieces to this puzzle of living happily ever after, of living in heaven, is that anger, your anger, has nothing to do with any outside forces. You being pissed off has nothing to do with someone flipping you off, someone cutting you off in traffic, someone shortchanging you, someone being rude to you, your family member or a significant other promises a call and they don't, or they cheated on you, or whatever angers you, whatever it is. What if I told you that anger that you are directing at a person or an event or a circumstance has nothing to do with anything outside of your internal state of being? Oh yeah, we can point our fingers and say that's the reason. Listen, I've done it most of my life. If I was upset with anything, oh, believe me, I pointed my finger at anyone and any. And as many subjects as I could is why this is pissing me off and why I'm so angry. But I'm here to tell you that we've been fed a bunch of untruths, nonsense. Nothing outside of you is going to piss you off. Nothing. That's one of the parts of the puzzle. Another piece of the puzzle is the ability, in fact, this is the center of the puzzle. This is the center of the puzzle. The center of the puzzle has a familiar look to it, and that look is you. You are the center. You are responsible for your life and your world and how you interact with your world. You have all the power. No one else does. And with that said, you have the power to change whatever you want in your world. Now, I'm not talking about changing someone else. I'm not talking about a movement of a grassroots movement. No, I'm talking about changing the person in the mirror. And why would you want to change? Well, I chose to take a journey of finding this happiness. The treasure at the end of the rainbow has nothing to do with finances, nothing to do with another person, has nothing to do with where I'm living, how many houses I have. It has something to do with an inner contentment. And I'm the only one that's responsible for that. So I am in the center of this puzzle. You, my dear listener, are in the center of this puzzle. And the first thing you have to do is look in the mirror and commit to a change. Commit to changing. Commit to adjusting. Commit to thinking about this world, this life, a little differently than what we've been taught. Because I've found out, and I'm discovering that I was fed a lot of crap that is just not true. For instance, another piece of puzzle, emotions are a choice. Your emotions, my emotions, are choices. I don't know about you, but I was taught that somebody dies, I've got to feel sad. If somebody cheats me, I've got to get revenge. If somebody disrespects me, I've got to disrespect them back, or even worse. What could be worse than that? What if I shared with you what I've learned? And that is, I am not powerful when I'm angry. Not only am I not powerful, you know, people, I don't know, would somebody ranting and raving and fist up shaking and they look pretty, it's pretty imposing. But I'm here to tell you, this is my opinion. I want me to stay with myself. Being angry, getting angry, was one of the, especially at someone else, is one of the weakest, non-productive things I could have ever done. Because all I'm doing with this vibration is attracting more negative, more anger, more things that are going to upset me. Have you ever had a day that starts off quote-unquote wrong, and then all of a sudden, all day long, stuff keeps happening, and it just gets worse, and it snowballs and snowballs and snowballs into the worst day ever? Well, that's because you attract exactly what you put out. What you put out, you attract back. It's so simple. So one of the pieces to this puzzle of heaven on earth, this puzzle that will give you strategies and behaviors and thoughts that you will actually be in heaven, live in heaven on earth, is my only weapon. And this is going to be really crazy because I fought this for years. My only weapon, let me tell you what it's not. It's not intimidation. It's not aggressiveness. It's not standing up to some asshole who's mean to me. I have no power. I am powerless. The only power I have is to vibrate love. vibrate love no matter what is happening, no matter who is coming at me, no matter what the circumstances are. And I had an example this morning. I went to the gym to teach a couple of classes. I teach cycling and also weight training on Sunday mornings. And I parked my car and was going to get out of the car. And there was a gentleman who was dressed in black. Now, this is Sunday morning, 8:10 in the morning. Comes to the side of my door. He's not smiling. I don't know what the hell he wants. And I don't roll down my window. I'm just looking at him like, yes, what's up? And then finally I opened my door and he says, you can't park here. This is a handicapped spot. You cannot park here. Well, there were no handicap. It wasn't a handicapped spot. It was a spot allocated to other businesses other than the gym. But mind you, it's on Sunday, and none of the businesses that usually reserve these spaces were open. So I thought it would be okay to park there. And not only did he tell me that I had to move, but he said it was a handicapped parking space, and it's not a handicapped parking space. The handicapped parking spaces have the blue sign and the blue stand and the little guy in the wheelchair. And I just said, oh. I had a choice. I could have parked there if I wanted to. I could have stayed right there and had a little discussion. Number one, the businesses are closed. Number two, it's not handicapped. I can park here. Who are you? You're not a law enforcement. You're a guy with no credentials. But. And that's exactly what I would have done a few years ago, believe me. But this morning I just smiled and said, okay, I can start the car up and park it five spaces away from where I was parked. And you know why I made that decision? Because my vibration and my peace and my happiness is more important to me than someone using authority or someone trying to tell me where I could park or where I couldn't park. It's not that important to me. Okay, I'll move the car. As soon as I moved the car, I got out and I walked back over to him and I said, because he wasn't very happy. And I said, so this is something new. He says, well, we're just trying to make sure that the people don't park in the spaces that are not allocated to the gym. I said, oh, okay, thank you. What's your name? He gave me his name. I gave him my name. I told him I was an instructor. He started to warm up. He was all right because he was actually expecting me to come back at him, because that's, people are expecting you. You're rude to them. They're gonna get rude back. But that's why, audience, I say that the only weapon we have, I have, that I'm going to use, that has any power, is the weapon of love. Now, we're going to go on with this puzzle. In fact, we're going to start again tomorrow night, Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Reality Spirituality, coming right back with the same topic of living happily ever after, and what are the examples, and what are the commitments that we make to lead a happier life. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.